It's all slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
This week we step out of the time machine into January of 1941. What were things like on the coast side back then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, driver jailed, hits Deputy Otto. Henry Hagen was arrested on a misdemeanor hit-and-run charge after he sideswiped the auto of Deputy Sheriff on Highway 1 near Sharp Park. And county's influenza cases reach 494. Total case of influenza in recent epidemic has reached 494 after six additional cases were reported. And draft card misuse charge probe in Redwood City. The local draft board has clamped the lid on issuance of a duplicate registration card following disclosure of a number of cases where cards were loaned to minors to enable them to patronize bars. Anyway, what were things going on here locally at my restaurant? Well, the stormy winter has led to many power outages along the coast. So far, my restaurant has not had outages, but if we do, the big generator kicks in, so there's always a hot meal available and a cozy atmosphere. I did have the most unique power outage experience that made national news. You may recall the huge blackout in San Francisco on December 20th. I had already booked a place in the city to celebrate my daughter's 14th birthday, Charlotte, with her and her friend. We made elaborate plans such as ice skating in Union Square, dinner at the Cheesecake Factory on the fifth floor, and seeing the Nutcracker performance. It was a great plan, but with way more problems than expected. For starters, traffic became a nightmare when the Waymo robot taxis stopped in the middle of the intersections due to the traffic lights not working, and the robot taxis didn't know what to do. Tow trucks had to be called to clear the jammed intersections. Ice skating worked out fine, not requiring any electric. The girls skated happily for 2 hours. The Nutcracker venue at the War Memorial was dark, but the show went on with huge rigs arriving with battery backups. Concessions were sold by flashlight. The beautiful show did go on. The Cheesecake Factory was one of the restaurants covered by a generator, and when we arrived for dinner, we were told we couldn't be served until 11 p.m. We could purchase desserts to go, so we did that and went back to our nearby hotel where we had power backup. We enjoyed every minute of it, and it was a fun experience, and it's so fun to go into the city, especially seeing it through the eyes of my 14-year-old daughter. This will definitely be a birthday for her to remember and never forget. Keep calm and power on, and we do hope you'll visit us soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and of course now, RV camping. In January of 1941, Americans were at peace. But there were dark clouds approaching as the war in Europe continued to dominate world affairs, and a new threat was growing, which could involve the United States and the Japanese, cause a new threat in the Pacific. So, with the Great Depression beginning to end, how much do things cost in 1941? The average cost of a new house is $4,000, on average wages of $1,700. You can rent a house for $32 a month. That's crazy. And a nice beauty rest mattress for the bedroom is $39.50. Get yourself a new car for $850 and fill her up with gasoline for 12 cents a gallon. In baseball, New York Yankee Joe DiMaggio has a 56-game hitting streak and never strikes out this season. Americans are keeping their minds off the possible war with Germany by going to the movies, including drive-in movies. Two of the most popular movies include Citizen Kane and the Walt Disney movie Dumbo. Music is dominated by big bands, and two of the most popular big bands produce hits with a train flavor. And why not? Trains are the most popular form of transportation. 25 weeks on the Billboard charts. Here's Glenn Miller and Chattanooga Choo Choo. Thank you.
It's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga juju?
Yes, yes. Track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga juju?
I got my fare.
And just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shamalola calling, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga choo choo,
won't you choo choo me
home? Chattanooga choo choo.
Big band leader is a composer, pianist from Washington, D.C. His orchestras take on jazz flavor. Here's Duke Ellington and Take a Train.
Thank you.
Time Machine take us next week? Until then, this is Cameron Palmer, and thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.